heard in Milford, Monroe, and every exit along the Merritt. It's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
All right, so I'm very excited. I have two guests here to share the airwaves with this morning. One is Karen Lavin, who is here this morning, and she's actually in studio with us. She's an area development director for Connecticut. And also we have on the phone Jason Capson here, who's a title franchise development manager. So welcome you both to the show. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Jason, do I have you?
Good morning.
There you are.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Great, great. I'm so glad that you guys are here. So first of all, I wanted to talk about what is franchising?
So franchising is a way to grow a business where the franchisor lends to the franchisee that business model. They, you know, provide support in terms of education, branding, and the franchisee has a proven business model to follow as they launch their own business. So it's a great way for someone who's wants to be an entrepreneur, who wants to have their own business, who necessarily, you know, doesn't want to go it alone. So it gives them, you know, a great launching pad and, you know, proven business model to follow.
Okay. So, Karen, what is propertyguys.com? What is that?
So propertyguys.com is a franchisor out of Canada. They have been in the business for over 20 years, and they help sellers sell the home themselves. And I'm actually going to turn that one over to Jason, who can give you a little bit more of a detailed explanation on how Property Guys got started and what it's all about.
Yes, please do. Jason, let me know. What is it all about?
Perfect. No problem at all. Happy to be here. And PropertyGuys.com started way back in 1998. Ken LeBlanc and Jeremy DeMont, the two founders of PropertyGuys.com, who are still with PropertyGuys.com, still in the office every single day, still out there trying to grow and develop this business into the leading platform in real estate in the world. And at this stage, PropertyGuys.com is all across North America. We're into South Africa. We're everywhere where real estate needs to be disruptive. And we truly believe that, you know, anywhere there's a seller that's looking to sell their property themselves, save a lot of money in doing so. That's where PropertyGuys.com is and wants to be. 1998, so this is well before there was anything online as far as for sale by owner offerings, platforms, things like that. And Ken and JD would go to university. They were two buddies at University of College. And they would see these signs. They would see these red for sale by owner signs everywhere. And they, you know, were looking into this, and they thought that this was a very interesting thing, that there was a lot of people who wanted to sell their homes themselves, but there was really nowhere to market those properties aside from on their front lawn. So they got together, and Ken was a programmer back in the day of DOS, believe it or not. That's a long, long time ago.
Wow, yeah.
And yeah. They decided that they were going to help these for sale by owner customers with some marketing. And Ken thought, you know, internet's coming. It's a big thing. We think there's going to be a future there, especially for a for sale by owner customer who needs a little bit more market exposure and that kind of a thing. Back in the day, for sale by owners weren't allowed to be up on the MLS or realtor.com. So they decided to start their own, propertyguys.com, and they would help the customer put the property up on their little platform. Eventually, they went out and would take pictures of the properties. They were the first real estate company, believe it or not, in the world to add photos to the website with pictures that from real estate. They would go and take the pictures, go get them developed. They would get the pictures, they would scan them, and then put the scanned pictures up on the internet. And it was really, really interesting. And it exploded from there.
That's
from this small little business, and it turned into, you know, one location and then 10 locations and then 100 locations. And they really dove in with you know, everything they have from a franchising standpoint as well. And now at this point, there's 33 people at home office that help to grow and develop and support all of the franchisees across the world, really, now.
So, Jason, let me interject really quickly. So let me understand this correctly. This is basically taking out
when you have to pay that like 6% or so to an agent, correct? That's basically taking that out. So you're saving more money, but you're getting your, you're selling out there. Like you're getting your, whatever you're trying to sell, if it's your home, for example, you're getting that out there without having to pay for the agent, correct? I'm kind of on what you're talking about.
You're 100% correct.
In That's fact, awesome.
I used to be a licensed agent before
my life
at propertyguys.com, and I was an agent for 6 years. And it always was interesting to me how I would go and list a property, say it was a $500,000 property, and I would get paid that 5 or 6% commission on that property, split it with a buyer agent as a rule. But then I would sell a $1 million property, and I would basically do the same thing. My work is the same regardless of the price of the property. But I would get paid double the commission for that work without doing double the work. So our whole everything about propertyguys.com revolves around we want people to pay us, of course, because it's a business, but we get paid based on the value of the services we provide, not based on the value of that property. So yes, there's cases where there's no real estate agent involved at all. It's private to private, but there are cases where a buyer agent can come to the market and we empower the seller. We allow the seller to decide whether A, they want to pay a flat fee, mm-hmm. or if they want to pay a commission, or they don't want to pay anything at all.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of buzz right now, especially in real estate today, where in a lot of places, the value of properties have gone through the roof.
Yes, it has, right? Especially with COVID. And that's where I wanted to transition back to Karen to kind of talk about. So the goal here, what should people be taking away from this information this morning, Karen, and how can they contact you guys about it?
Sure. So what people hopefully are taking away is that there are franchise opportunities for propertyguys.com in Connecticut, that this opportunity allows them to offer a service to home sellers that is going to save them a lot of money. It's a smarter way to sell. They're going to get it's very transparent. It's a fee-for-service product, so the seller knows exactly what they're getting for their money. And it's a flat fee, and it's going to save them thousands of dollars. So if you're an entrepreneur who's passionate about real estate, propertyguys.com in Connecticut has territories available. It's a low startup investment, low overhead, so it can be a great opportunity for someone who's looking to start their own business here in Connecticut.
That's fantastic. So what, again, just for contact information, if people wanted to reach out to you guys.
Absolutely. They can reach me at the following number, 203-493-2740. And that's gonna come directly to me. Or they could register online and set up an appointment at yestofranchising.com.
Well, Karen and Jason, I think this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners if they are interested in this realm. And I thank you both for taking the time to explain it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. Really appreciate you having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.